Welcome to Time with Baba Depression Health Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 13, Monday, 2020, Day 13. Today's topic, believe. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 8, verses 1 to 9, Genesis chapter 26, verse 17 to chapter 27, verse 46, Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 to 17, Proverbs 3, verses 9 to 10. Today's main passages. The first one is Genesis chapter 8, verses 20 to 22. And Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's household, then the Lord will be my God. And this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth." Second passage is from Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 to 22. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said, "your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. Third passage from Matthew chapter 9, verses 28 to 30. When he had gone indoors, the blind man came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received yesterday from Jesus is money, money, money. The topic I received today from Jesus is believe, believe, believe. Today's Genesis chapter 28 verses 20 to 22 shows us a conditional prayer of Jacob after his big experience to see God in Bethel. If you read it carefully, you might find that funny and sad. How can we as creature tell our Creator that if you watch over me on my journey and everything good and I can come home, then I will give a tenth of all that you give me? Wow, this is a conditional prayer, very small faith. On the contrary, in today's Matthew chapter 9 verses 20 to 22 and verses 28 to 30, the woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years and the two blind men's simple faith is totally different. What kind of faith do you have with Jesus? And let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to have a simple and total faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of faith do you have with Jesus? Number two, what is the next step of you to have a simple and total faith in Jesus? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.